Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Spy Who Knew, Too Much by Howard Blum is a true crime-style intelligence narrative that follows an ex-CIA officer drawn into a long, bruising struggle over secrets, loyalty, and reputation. Built like a thriller but rooted in real-world espionage history, the book traces how a case of suspected betrayal can ripple across decades, shaping careers and haunting the people tasked with defending the nation. Blum, known for turning complex investigations into propulsive storytelling, places readers inside the culture of counterintelligence, where evidence is fragmentary, motives are murky, and institutional pressures can distort judgment. At the center is a quest for vindication that forces a re-examination of past operations, alleged moles, and the internal battles that erupt when agencies fear they have been penetrated. Along the way, the story illuminates the costs of suspicion and secrecy, the difficulty of proving innocence or guilt in classified environments, and the personal toll when a life in service collides with bureaucracy and doubt. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a real-life mole hunt and the anatomy of suspicion. A defining theme of the book is the counterintelligence hunt for a possible insider threat, and the way suspicion becomes both a tool and a weapon. Blum frames mole hunting as a discipline built on incomplete signals, anomalies in operations, unexplained compromises, and patterns that can be interpreted in multiple ways. The narrative shows how investigators attempt to link operational failures to human sources, even when the chain of proof is weakened by classification barriers and compartmented information. In that environment, the absence of evidence can be treated as evidence itself, and ordinary professional friction can be recast as sinister intent. The book explores how suspicion spreads across an agency and how reputational damage can occur long before any definitive resolution. It also highlights the incentives that shape outcomes, from the need to demonstrate vigilance to the fear of admitting systemic shortcomings. The resulting atmosphere pressures individuals to defend themselves against insinuations that are hard to disprove. Through this lens, readers see the moral and practical challenges of protecting national security without destroying the people tasked with it. Secondly, Legacy of Betrayal and the Long Shadow of Cold War Tradecraft, Blum situates the personal story within a broader legacy of Cold War era espionage, where betrayals and defections reshaped the assumptions of Western intelligence. The book emphasizes that spy cases rarely end cleanly. A single exposure can trigger years of retrospective analysis, relitigating old decisions and reinterpreting past relationships. In a world governed by tradecraft, even ordinary behaviors can be recoded as clandestine signals, and historical context matters because agencies learn patterns from prior penetrations. The narrative examines how earlier scandals and proven spies influence later investigations, creating templates that can be helpful but also dangerously seductive. When institutions have been burned before, they may overcorrect, narrowing their focus on familiar archetypes while missing alternative explanations. The story also underscores how adversaries exploit bureaucratic rivalries and human weaknesses, betting that internal distrust will do their work for them. By connecting individual fates to institutional memory, the book shows how a legacy of betrayal can persist as a mindset, shaping investigations, careers, and the willingness to grant the benefit of the doubt. Thirdly, bureaucracy, internal politics, and the battle for narrative control. Another central topic is how intelligence agencies, like any large institutions, are shaped by politics, incentives, and the need to protect reputation. Blum portrays a world in which decisions are not made solely on analytic rigor but also on risk management, inter-office rivalries, and the pressure to appear decisive. Accusations can become a way to explain failures, redirect blame, or consolidate authority, especially when public accountability is limited by secrecy. The book explores how official narratives form and harden once a theory is adopted. Contradictory information may be minimized, and careers can become tied to maintaining a particular storyline. For individuals caught in the machinery, appealing a judgment can be daunting because the processes are opaque and the evidence may be inaccessible. The narrative also illustrates the role of media leaks, congressional interest, and legal maneuvering in shaping what becomes publicly believable. By highlighting these dynamics, Blum reveals how the struggle for truth in intelligence work often doubles as a struggle for narrative control inside and outside the agency. Fourthly, the personal cost of accusation, identity, family, and reputation. Beyond operational intrigue, the book concentrates on the human consequences of being suspected of betrayal. Blum describes how a counterintelligence cloud can damage a person in ways that are not easily repaired, even if no criminal conviction occurs. Work can be curtailed, assignments denied, and relationships strained as colleagues distance themselves to avoid contamination by association. The book shows how secrecy amplifies the harm. The accused may be unable to discuss key facts, while rumors fill the vacuum and become accepted as truth. This dynamic affects not only the officer at the center of the narrative, but also family members and close friends who must live with uncertainty and stigma. The pursuit of vindication becomes more than a professional goal, it becomes a fight for identity and dignity. The story also underscores the psychological toll of prolonged suspicion, including isolation, and the sense of being trapped in a process that cannot be confronted openly. By focusing on these personal stakes, the book invites readers to consider how national security systems can unintentionally inflict lasting collateral damage. Lastly, Vindication and the Limits of Proof in the Secret World. A culminating theme is the quest for vindication and what it means to establish truth in an environment designed to conceal information. Blum emphasizes that intelligence cases often rely on fragments of reports, timelines, and human judgments that may never add up to courtroom certainty. Vindication, therefore, can be partial, delayed, or contested, especially when institutions resist revisiting earlier conclusions. The book examines how advocates attempt to reassemble a case from declassified material, interviews, and investigative threads while confronting the reality that some evidence will remain permanently sealed. It also illustrates how confirmation bias can keep an allegation alive, even when alternative explanations fit the facts. At the same time, the narrative recognizes the genuine difficulty facing counterintelligence professionals. The cost of being wrong about a mole can be catastrophic, yet acting on weak evidence can ruin lives. This tension drives the story forward and leaves readers with a sober view of how justice operates in clandestine settings. Ultimately, the book argues for rigor, humility, and procedural fairness when stakes are high and certainty is rare. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy true-life espionage, investigative journalism, and the inside mechanics of counterintelligence, especially those interested in how agencies respond to the fear of internal betrayal. It will also appeal to anyone fascinated by the human side of national security, the careers built on discretion, the reputations that can collapse through suspicion, and the endurance required to fight for a fair reckoning. The practical benefit is not merely entertainment. The story sharpens a reader's understanding of how evidence, bias, incentives, and bureaucracy interact in high-stakes environments, offering lessons that translate to corporate investigations, leadership under uncertainty, and public debates about surveillance and accountability. Compared with similar spy nonfiction that focuses mainly on exotic operations or gadgetry, Blum's approach emphasizes consequence and process, how accusations form, how institutions defend their narratives, and how hard it is to restore a name once doubt takes hold. The combination of thriller pacing, real-world context, and attention to personal fallout makes it a compelling purchase for anyone seeking espionage writing that is both propulsive and reflective. If you would like to support Howard Blum, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.